You're listening to Insight here on Capital Public Radio. I'm Randall White, in today for Beth Ruyak. The UN recognizes June 20th as World Refugee Day to celebrate the courage of immigrants who have been forced to flee their home countries. On Saturday, Sacramento Republic FC will host a soccer tournament and community fair that celebrates Sacramento's refugee communities. Not surprisingly, it will incorporate soccer as a tool to bring everyone together. Joining us to talk about the intersection of refugees and sport is Sacramento Republic FC's Chief Operating Officer, Ben Gumpert. Also here is Leanne Danielson, World Relief Sacramento's event coordinator, and Ted Oswald, the organization's immigration legal services attorney. Great to have the three of you with us here today on Insight. Thank you.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Ted, I'd like to start with you. You can give us a sense of the makeup and size of the refugee communities in Sacramento. This is among or is the largest in the country?
Yes. So Sacramento has been one of the largest receiving cities for refugee populations resettled to the United States, especially in recent years, because of the unique populations that we're resettling here. Special immigrant visa holders are individuals who served with the U.S. military or U.S. government in some capacity, usually as interpreters, abroad in Iraq and Afghanistan. And Afghans in particular have been opting to be resettled to the United States. They have a special label, but they're essentially treated as refugees when they arrive. And they've been choosing Sacramento as a site of tremendous opportunity. The growing community that's here has only fueled more desire to come to Sacramento. And I'll defer to Leanne on the particular numbers, the size of the community that we've seen grow in recent years. I'm not as up to speed on that.
Leanne?
Yes, so over the last 30 years into Sacramento, we've welcomed 60,000 refugees, which is, a bigger number than most people realize. And
I'm sorry, that's over what time frame?
It's over the last 30 years.
30 years, okay.
30 yeah. years, 60,000. Over the last several years, it's been closer to 10,000. So we're seeing a steady number coming into our city. As we see the national refugee ceiling decline, we still see steady numbers coming into Sacramento.
And mostly from the Middle East or Asia as well?
It's interesting. Into Sacramento, we're seeing a large portion that are these special immigrant visa holders who did serve alongside our U.S. military or government in some capacity from Afghanistan and Iraq. However, nationally, those numbers are declining. So in fiscal year 16, for instance, we welcomed 10,000 special immigrant visa holders from Iraq. Last year, that number was down to 200. It's the same in Afghanistan. You see from fiscal year 17, 4,000 to a decline last year of 1,650. So the numbers coming in nationally are declining.
Your organization points to history and says that presidents of both parties have welcomed refugees into the U.S., but under the current administration, we're at a historic low?
That is correct. So the United States has a long, proud history of welcoming some of the most vulnerable into our country. And Sacramento really does share in that legacy with over 30 years of welcoming that 60,000. The current refugee ceiling is set to be 30,000 this year, though we are not currently accepting people at a rate to meet that ceiling.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about World Relief's World Refugee Day project now in Sacramento. Leanne, you're the best for this. That's your whole job, right?
I am the project manager, yes. So this day was really created to bring together our community. We thoroughly believe there's more that unites us than divides us. So we looked at that UN June 20th recognized day, and it is meant to commemorate the strength, courage, and perseverance of those that are arriving into the United States. And we partner that with Sacramento, that is labeled actually as the most welcoming city in the United States. And that is because of these steady numbers that we do see continuing to come into Sacramento. We brought those two ideas together, partnered with the Sacramento Republic, and created this day where we pause to celebrate. We have 14 teams in the tournament itself, a big family fun day, bounce houses, lots of free stuff for the kids, and a community resource fair where folks can come and really learn more about the refugee and immigrant community. And you can also get plugged in and how you can be involved in ways you can serve. It's a really fun day.
So around the world, In the U.S., what, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, maybe a couple places I'm not thinking of. It's soccer. And sure. In other parts of the world.
It is the world's game.
Yeah. Football. It's football. And so on Sacramento Republic FC, there are players who came here as refugees.
That's true. In the past, there have been, there's a couple from Africa that have played with us in the past. Amazing stories and really heart-wrenching stories about their arrival to this country and the way they had to come in. But certainly through the game of soccer, have made a life for themselves and either put themselves to college for the first time, certainly the first in their families, some making a career out of it. Certainly, as Leanne said, when we started talking about how we can partner, and you mentioned this, Randall, at the beginning, you know, soccer, whether you call it soccer, football, or anything, it is the world's game. It is a universal language. And we thought there's no better way to unify our community in so many ways, including our work with World Relief Sacramento, to bring together what's happening on Saturday. And it's great to see the growth year over year. We had 10 teams last year, 14 this year. We have a team of Sacramento City police officers who wanted to join. And as Leanne said, she says it better than I can. This is always about unifying as opposed to dividing, and they wanted to participate. We think it's fantastic to work hand in hand with them. So from our standpoint at the Republic, we will always use the game of soccer to better our community and to bring our community together. And I think that is on full display for events like Saturday.
Where does it all take place?
It all takes place at Papa Murphy's Park. So this is the same field, which I think is important. The same field that our pros take on, that our crowd has come to 11,000 strong, so many games and had so many events there. It's great to use that same field for this tournament, so that, you know, refugees from Ukraine, from Afghanistan, from Iraq, from El Salvador, you name it, can play on that professional pitch, have a good time, certainly raise awareness and raise funds as well.
For now, it's home.
For now, it's home, of
right.
course.
What?
So we do have bigger dreams, just as you know, refugees coming in on SIVs do as well. We all have bigger dreams and bigger dreams for Sacramento. And certainly, as we were talking about before, that's part of the dream of Sacramento Republic and why we started this club. The discussions continue to go well with our friends in New York.
Becoming a major league soccer.
Absolutely, with Commissioner Garber and his team. And so we continue to work with them and hoping to progress this to the finish line by the end of the summer.
By the end of the summer, Sacramento may be able to claim a Major League Soccer team.
That is correct. We are certainly, you know, we're going to control what we can control, but we're not going to wait a day, and we're going to make sure that we've checked every single box that we could. And in all truth, you know, the work that we do in the community is very much a part of it. I think what we're talking about today is why Sacramento Republic has really struck a chord in this community. And for a club that started in 2013, played its first game in 2014, we're in our sixth season. We've embedded ourselves in the community. And when I say we, it's not just us and the privilege that I get to be on and working with Kevin Nagel and his leadership, but it's really the fans. The fans came out. We had a refugee tournament on Saturday last year. We had a couple hundred fans come out just to cheer on the refugees that were playing in this tournament. It is an incredible display. It was heartwarming for me to see our fans not just root on our team, but they're really rooting on Sacramento, and you see that, and it's amazing.
How are the 14 teams made up? Leanne?
I can unpack that a little bit. We have eight teams that are comprised of what we were calling special immigrant visa holders. Those are men and women. We do have two women this year who served alongside our U.S. military. We have two Latino teams that we have local Dreamers and a team that is from El Salvador. We also have two Eastern European teams, and then the Sacramento Police Department has a team. And like Ben said so well, their goal was really to demystify kind of the stigma around the Sacramento Police Department and to unite with a new community.
And with people from all over the world, the rules of soccer are regular enough that it's not a problem, you know, they're consistent, I should say.
We just had a team captain's meeting, and I will say we spent about 30 minutes arguing through the rules and regulations.
Right.
It was a little heated, but I tend to look at that and say it's going to be good and competitive. We did all agree finally in the end on good tournament rules. A win gets you 3 points, a tie is 1 point, a loss is 0 points, and we do have a negative 2 point for differential, and it's going to be a good competitive day.
Yeah, they certainly won, and I heard there was some trash talking going on, which is always good to see. All for a good cause, but when you're out there, you want to win. But yeah, soccer is the world's language. You can not speak the same language. You can be from all over the world. And when you get on the field, everyone has the same goal, you know, figuratively and literally, and you see that on display.
I will say as well, we have our first and second place teams from last year that will be coming back for a rematch this year.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh. That's right.
And so they're pumped up about that. We're talking with Sacramento Republic FC's Chief Operating Officer, Ben Gumpert. Leanne Danielson is World Relief Sacramento's Events Coordinator. And earlier on, you heard Ted Oswald. He's the organization's Immigration Legal Services Attorney. And Leanne, I have another question for you. World Refugee Day is in about 2 weeks, on the 20th. 2 weeks and 1 day. But there are events planned throughout the months of both June and July in addition to what we've been talking about. Can you tell us more about those other events?
That is correct. So June 8th kicks us off with this big family fun day in Papa Murphy's Park. And we have Mayor Steinberg coming to speak. You'll hear from Ben Gumpert. We just heard Vice Mayor Guerra will join us as well. On June 20th, we're meeting together at Clooney Community Center in East Sacramento. And we're doing a storytelling event. It's called Journeys to Belonging. And you'll get to hear firsthand accounts of men and women who've come into the United States, specifically into Sacramento. And we're celebrating our 30th year in Sacramento this year, World Relief is. So we're highlighting the 30-year history. It's a theme of past, present, and future. And it talks a little bit about where we're going. And then on July 13th, we're coming for the State Fair match with the Sacramento Republic. And our tournament team from this weekend will go out on the field at halftime, and they'll be able to have a tournament presentation, a trophy presentation.
Ted, throughout the year, if you know people can't make it to these events and such, throughout the year, how can people learn more about their neighboring immigrant communities?
Well, we're really fortunate here in Sacramento to have a wealth of organizations that are doing this work. World Relief isn't the only partner on Saturday. And so there are always opportunities both to volunteer and get involved, often in the initial period of resettlement, of welcoming a family. But even longer term, there are ongoing needs. All of our organizations have the desire to aid in that long-term integration. And so I think storytelling nights are an amazing opportunity to take in that, to hear someone's story, to touch that and maybe carry that back with you.
And it makes the person more real. They're not just a name or this person standing 10 feet away from you.
We see it all the time. It's a catalyst for change, for mutual change, both for the arriving refugee, but also for the American who's welcoming and extending welcome.
All right. You just heard from Ted Oswald. He's World Relief Sacramento's Immigration Legal Services Attorney. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Also with World Relief is Leanne Danielson. She is the organization's events coordinator. And you have a big day coming up.
That we
Saturday,
do.
Saturday, right? And joining us as well is Sacramento Republic FC's Chief Operating Officer, Ben Gumpert. Thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Here.
Go Republic.
Thank you.
Right? That's Insight for today. I'm Randall White. Insight is produced by Kate Gonzalez and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Today's engineer, Antonio Munez. Our senior producer is Helen Barrington. Insight's executive producer, Joe Barr. And we're back with another live show tomorrow. Thank you for joining us. Time is always right to give life and love light, bathe in the morning light. This is summertime high. I never want to see it end. Nobody